This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. New Twitter question. This one is related to the Nolan Smith injury. The question is, should the Eagles re-sign Brandon Graham? It only took until week four for the question to be raised. Ike Reese, should the Eagles re-sign Brandon Graham?
No.
Oh.
But I love the idea.
Yes.
Yes. I love the fact that it's even... No. No.
What if he was in shape?
Now, if he was in shape now, yeah. Yeah, that's part of it. I don't know what BG has been doing from a physical standpoint. So, yeah.
Is he a guy that needs to keep weight on or keep weight off?
You know what? That dude got accustomed to playing at his size. He's not the biggest,
yeah.
Right? But at 255, 260,
yeah.
He does a good job
with
his weight because he's strong, he's stout. Yep. Yeah, so I wonder, has he been working out? I don't know.
There's no way he's not working
out. He's definitely been working out.
Yeah. Right? Are you kidding me?
How many times do you think he checked his phone today?
Yeah.
All right, when he got that notification that Nolan Smith went on the IR.
First it was a frown, then it was a evil smile. You know what it was? It was the Alonzo Mourning gif where he's shaking his head no.
And like, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe.
So I mentioned something happened today that's going to cost Ike Reese money.
Mm.
What is that?
I figured it out.
You do?
I did.
The Philadelphia 76ers sent out a tweet. We knew this was coming, but yep. It's different when you see the guys in the jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Sent out a tweet with all of the current Philadelphia 76ers and what it harkens back to in the Iverson era black and gold jerseys. Done the right way, by the way, without the big sleeves.
Yes, thank you.
Just regular.
I appreciate that, yes.
With that, the gem of it is the crypto.com logo in the corner. But everyone's very excited. I have to say this, when I say it's going to cost Ike money, mm-hmm. is because Ike's going to buy the gear.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to buy the gear.
No doubt.
Yep.
I'm already locked in. I can't wait. Now, I'm not a jersey guy, obviously, so I won't be buying the jersey. But hoodies, I'm already thinking.
Yeah.
I got the black hoodie. I got to have the black one, right?
Yeah, of course.
Gotta have it. Gotta have it. So, yeah. I'm thinking the hoodie and then the, what do they call the long sleeve? Like the long sleeve tee.
Oh, just the long sleeve tee?
Yeah, the long sleeve tee. Yeah, I'm thinking one of those.
What did you think of the version of these jerseys that were blue? You remember
did not
those.
Like the blue.
They were horrible.
Yeah, I did not like the blue.
Well, these were horrible, too.
No,
they
those are
were
fine.
Not horrible, Spike.
The blue one was horrible.
Yes.
It's not even a color of the team.
Yeah.
The black, the logo looks like it was done by a 12-year-old with Photoshop, with MS Paint. It is a terrible logo. I get the nostalgia. I'm not hating on
it's
it.
It's probably more of that than anything.
Yeah, and
that's
it was a great
what
era.
It is.
It's
yeah.
fine. And they look cool. This is my just advice. Advice to you, if you're listening, the jersey looks different on them than it's going to look on you. is
you're the, such a bad guy.
No, a basket. This is me too. Basketball. There is a picture of me that haunts me on the internet of me in the Knicks jersey.
Yeah,
it was on the beach down the shore, which I think is a fine time to wear a basketball jersey. But I look at myself. The basketball jersey of all jerseys is the toughest jersey for a regular person to pull off.
Right.
Because of what it exposes.
Yes.
You know, and my advice to you is just be honest with yourself. Before you buy the jersey, just, you know, try a different jersey on and look to see how you look in that jersey. Now, I get it with the hoodie underneath.
But I was going to say, that's how a lot of people are probably going to wear it, especially when you're going to Sixers games.
Yes.
Right? You don't want to wear a big jacket in, so you'll put the hoodie on and you put the jersey over the top of it. I get it.
It's just, you know, sometimes you go to a Sixers game against the Celtics, and Celtics fans are good for this, are wearing the jersey with no shirt underneath. That is a Celtics fan, a Philly Celtics fan for sure thing. Just make sure you can pull that off before you pull it off. So
yeah, hit the gym before you go go that route.
When you're a 6'6", slender, athletic, you know, specimen, everything looks good on you. Literally everything. That's why they look so good in everything.
Yeah.
So just be honest with yourself. That is my only request. 215-592-9494. Jordan Princeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
I'm a 5'11", 42-year-old Jew who doesn't lift weights, and I love rocking a basketball jersey at the shore over the summer. It is one of life's great pleasures to expose one's armpits in a warm day at the shore on the beach. I even was wearing a Sixers jersey with no shirt underneath when I met James Seltzer at a Fish concert. So if you want to see what Jordan from Princeton looks like, you can go ask your buddy Seltzer there. And I really don't care. I don't care because we're all getting older. We're all aging ourselves. Spike, you know how many people got that MS Paint reference? If you were born in the 2000s, I don't even know if you get that reference anymore. That's how old we're getting at this point.
Well, whatever. It was for the Gen Xers out there. And I do think, Jordan, you bring up a good point. I do think there is a difference between wearing it on a hot summer day down the shore on the boardwalk or something and going to the mall or going to a game. I'm just, before you put the jersey on with no shirt underneath, all I ask is that you have an honest conversation with yourself.
I do nothing but stay honest with myself. Okay. I got tan arms, a little muscle, but it's all about the confidence. It's all about the chutzpah. And speaking of chutzpah, Spike, let me wish you a Shana Tova, all my Jewish brothers and sisters, a Happy New Year out there. And I had an Ike Reese moment. Well, hold on, Ike. I had an Ike Reese moment at synagogue yesterday. I know that doesn't necessarily compute.
No.
But I really felt like Ike because I'm talking to somebody I don't know well, and they throw a name out there, and they're like, oh, you must know this person. What, because they're another Jew? Just like Ike knows every black person in the Philadelphia area that ever played athletics? Come on. I mean, there's still 6 million of us out there. I know we're limited these days, but my God, I didn't hook up with every girl in high school. I didn't know everybody there.
This is pretty good, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's good.
Pretty good call.
I'm trying my best over here. Let's talk about the Phillies for a second, but I have one concert-related thing. You know, I won Adam Sandler tickets on WIP. I was so excited to take my wife. Had a nice
Oh, what a coincidence. You win the Adam Sandler tickets while we're talking about
it. Yeah, about
that. You know, I mean, I got to practice my stand-up. He was horrible.
Really?
Flat out.
Ooh, boy.
It wasn't even funny for most of it. I love this guy. I've loved this guy since I was a kid. It was slow. It was low energy. It was not funny. So I'd be curious if any of the other callers actually saw that show. I think I was sitting next to some WIP listeners. They look like WIP listeners. Not the stereo.
What does that mean?
But, well, I'm not going to, again, I don't want to take personal shots, but they look like good Philly sports fans.
Okay, there you go. That's the right way to say
Philly sports fans. So, the Phillies. I get home from dinner at my parents' house last night, and that's exhausting as it is, right? I mean, you come home from dinner at your parents' and you just want to take a nap or go to sleep or take a shot or a couple of shots. So I have this game on delay. I'm going through it. I'm like, okay, this is good. We look good. We're back at home. Sanchez has a great start. And then it all goes to pieces in a way that reminds me of everything that I absolutely hate about this baseball team. And L.A. called it out so specifically. Runners in scoring position. I mean, if we look back over the last couple of years, this offense goes cold with runners in scoring position. Too often, it's cost us championships, compounded with the fact that I don't think we have a single guy I can trust out of the bullpen right now. Well, who am I supposed to trust? Perkering. I had a friend tell me, oh, he's got a mid-3s ERA. It's not that bad. Idiot, they don't count the inherited runners against his ERA. He gives up an inherited runner every time he goes up there. Duran, I love that this guy can throw 102. If it's striped down the middle of the plate, it only takes one for a batter to figure out the timing. How am I supposed to go into this postseason with Matt Strom as my savior out of the bullpen right now? I was sort of in. I didn't want to get all the way there. I was trying to hold myself back. And then I see Sunday and I see Tuesday, and I just don't know what to feel. But it does feel like that pit of the bottom of your stomach where I'm going to make a bunch of trips in October to the ballpark and walk out like I did after the Diamondbacks lost, singing High Hopes, taking a beer to the back of the head from some wonderful Philly sports fan.
Well, let's hope there's
it wasn't me.
Let's hope there's a bunch of trips, actually, because that will be a good thing. To me, it's actually the thing that bothers me the most is not the bats going cold. It really is the other thing that LA said and that I mentioned is the bad fundamental stuff. Is that it from base running errors to even a bad at bats. One of the reasons I like Stott so much is that I feel like he could work a walk at an 0-2 count. I feel like when I'm watching Stott, whether he gets a hit or not, he's going to go up there and give me a fundamentally sound, good at bat. And when Max Kepler is running to third, when the ball, like, you can't run to third, when you're on second and you're not being forced to third, you get thrown out of third. When
ball was literally hit right in front of him.
Yes. What are you thinking? And that is what worries me, is that he's not thinking. What is Weston Wilson thinking? What are you thinking when you hit a ball? You are not Trey Turner. You're not fast enough to get to second base on that one. Yeah. Is that they are not thinking out there, and they feel checked out to me. So, all right,
these
Jordan.
These aren't new mistakes
either.
They've been making these mistakes over the last couple of months, and it's easy to ignore when they're winning ball games and the Mets are tanking. But you know what? Now the Mets are controlling their own destiny. I heard all that from the New York people today. I had to shut my phone off this morning. I couldn't even take it anymore hearing from these idiot Mets fans. But it's got a lot of cause for concern. I'm still hoping it's the year, though, Jack. It's still the year.
It's still the year. Jack, is it still the year?
Yeah, my thing is, like, I think it's fine. It's almost like you just got to see how it goes in the postseason. I know that's, like, a total cop-out. Because, of course, everything could be fine, and they shut it down. They prioritize health over whatever. But it's like we just went through this last year, and I have this fear of can they just flip the switch?
Yeah.
Do they have the ability to flip the switch?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, you hope they flip the switch today and throughout the rest
just
of the weekend.
Go get a laugher tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
9-1. Give us one of those. 215-592-9494.
I'm not even trying to win.
Nah. Well, they're actually still mathematically alive, crazily.
Are they?
Yeah. Wait,
the
wild card.
Who is?
The Marlins.
The Marlins.
Oh, they're still alive?
That's
mathematically alive,
How many games are they? I guess they have
to
be five
to win
games
all
out.
Of them,
Wow. Oh, and they look like they're playing for something, by the way.
Well, come on. Kill Mode was all fired up last night.
Well, how about
Bowman
that, by
a little
the way?
Moment.
Well,
he's good, by the way. Out of the bullpen, he's been rejuvenized.
You said he sucked.
As a starter.
You never said as a starter. You said he was a...
he's had a stuff uptick. What do you want from me?
All right. Wow. Look at this guy getting his back up.
I'm just saying.
The 215-592-9494. Have you heard about...
Fritz, he's a little frisky.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said kill mode sucked. I got made fun of for that. Guy's out there slapping himself in the face, throwing baseballs at Alec Bohm, cursing out the Phillies when he strike. Would you see this reaction when he struck out Bader?
Yeah, he's nuts.
It was awesome.
And then after the game, he said he's got to try to take food off my plate. And he's like, I got two kids. You know, I'm trying to.
Oh, he's locked in.
Yeah, no, he's psychopath.
He's fighting for a contract.
He is.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Have you heard about the blow the whistle sales event?
No.
You haven't? What is wrong with you? It's going on right now at Colonial Hyundai. The cars are John Ashdale. The blow the whistle sales event to help you score big and save a lot on a brand new Hyundai. Get over there. A brand new 2025 Hyundai Palisade for just $399 a month. A brand new 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month. How about a brand new 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? Do it. And don't worry about your trade. You could have to push it up there. Doesn't run, doesn't matter. They're going to give you $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai that drives away from Colonial drives away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Run to Colonial Hyundai right there on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Ike, we were talking about the defense right before we talked about L.A. So just to sort of reset it, Eagles are 3-0. That is good news. Eagles defense seems to have made big stops in big situations. The interception against the Chiefs, the fumble they caused against the Cowboys, and then the big Jordan Davis stops on Sunday. Yeah. However, if I were to take a 1,000-foot view, I would also say I saw them march up and down the field against the Cowboys pretty easily. I saw the Rams march up and down the field against the Eagles pretty easily, especially on that final drive. Run the ball in a way that I haven't seen a team run the ball against the Eagles, I think, over last year and this year. Mm-hmm. With not a great running attack, the Rams generally, that's not what they've right. known for. So far this year, for me, it's been hard to get a sense. The numbers don't look great. It's been hard for me to get a sense from an eye test perspective what I think of the Eagles. I've seen guys play well, but I don't feel as though I am watching a really good defense right now.
No, they certainly aren't playing at their optimum level, meaning that there's a lot of room for growth with this team. It's one thing if I looked at the talent and I said to myself, this is about the best we're going to get was what we have right now. I'd be a little concerned. I think there's area for improvement. They got to get something out of the pass rush. For me, it's the pass rush. And then obviously the cornerback situation is not great. And I'll tell you this, because of some of this, Reed has been found out of position the last two games. And this is a copycat league. So you're going to get some form of those same routes that we got beat on by with Tyquan Thornton in Kansas City that the Rams came back and got us with Davante Adams early in the first half. So Reed has to get better with what an offense is trying to do to you. And what they're trying to do is find a way to get Reed matched up on that number two guy when you're in a certain zone coverage. So that being said, the problem that we're having is we have to play as a unit versus having that one or two special guy that can just go out there and make plays on his own and change a game. We don't really have that dynamic player in our front seven, right? Like Jihad is going to take a little while to get there, for him to get there. But now he's starting to see this ain't preseason. It's the regular season, you know, so some of those big plays you make, they don't come as easily during the regular season.
By the way, a lot of that running was running at Jihad Campbell too on Sunday too.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know how the cornerback two situation gets fixed. That has to be a Fangio sort of scheming around the weakness there.
If we're going with the personnel we have right now, that's exactly what it's going to be. You're basically scheming around what you have over there at that position. If this is the personnel, it's going to be.
I think that it's always, we've been talking about cornerback two and pass rush and edge all offseason until now. I still worry more about the edge guys in that I just, I don't know where it's going to come from. It Well, it seems
that's with Nolan Smith just went to the IR. Yeah.
And even with Nolan Smith in there, they've had a blitz a lot to get pressure on the quarterback, which is why if there's a Trey Hendrickson trade to be made, I think they should consider it. I just don't know. I don't know what we can expect to get out of Jalix Hunt this season. I don't know what we can expect. Za'Darius Smith was really good in that first game. He was also unsigned after the first week of the season, for what it's worth.
Yep.
So I don't know where. I have trust in Fangio, but I also look at this defense versus last year's defense, and just a fact, last year's defense was more talented than this year's defense is.
Without question.
We had a very, very steady, and that is putting it conservatively, guy at cornerback two. Very, very in Darius Slay.
Potential Hall of Fame corner. Yeah.
Yes, and played a much better season than we thought he was going to play, I think. In Josh Sweat, I know he's not an all-pro guy, but he was certainly a consistent edge guy that we had all year long. And Milton Williams, everybody was telling me about Moro Ojomo. I haven't seen much out of him this year. So I just wonder if the talent is there to get as good as we hope they will get. I don't know where they end up settling.
Yeah.
They feel like a mid-pack defense to me right now, which if the offense can show more of what we saw in the second half, maybe is good
enough. They're going to have to. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because that brings me to that point. We talk about playing complementary football.
Yeah.
Well, the defense played great complementary football to our offensive philosophy a year ago. Right? You can be a little more conservative, even with a great year from a back like Saquon. But we all know, watching a lot of those games from week 5 to like maybe week 12, week 13, some of those games we got off to slow starts in.
Feels like almost every one.
Yeah, right? We got off to slow starts. And because you had a great defense that wasn't giving up scores, you could stay with that game plan until Saquon broke one. Well, if Saquon is not having that type of year this year so far, and I'm going to add the offensive line in there with Saquon, because physically Saquon looks the same to me. He looks the same. Doesn't look like he lost a step or any of that stuff. I just don't know if the running lanes are there like they were a year ago. So I say all this to say, if our defense doesn't play to that level and you're giving up more points, well, you have to be more aggressive offensively in scoring. You can't play keep away football, because your defense, if the defense doesn't hold the Rams to field goals last week, we lose that game easily.
Very easily.
Lose that game easily.
Yeah.
Based on our conservative game plan.
Almost lost the game as it was.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and that's why when you hear folks like myself, like you, even national people saying they like what they saw in that second half last week and they want to see a little more of that. Well, maybe it doesn't have to be hurry up, but the idea of pushing the ball down the field versus let's just play conservative football, don't turn the ball over, and we'll hope we'll win if we win the turnover battle. You can do that when you're stopping the other team from scoring. The Eagles are playing a great schedule with great offenses, quarterbacks, receivers. It's going to be hard every week to play that way. It's hard to play that way every week.
The other thing that I would think it would do from a complementary football perspective is this defense is going to be better if you are playing from ahead rather than behind.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
So you are limiting what the other offense is going to do. You're going to put you want to talk about getting after the quarterback. If you're worried less about them running the ball and all you're doing is getting after the quarterback, then you're going to do it better than you were. So if they can get, that was something they never did last year, is get out to a lead, or not never, but rarely.
It
did.
Was rare.
Get out to a lead. I think you are making the defense better, not just by putting less pressure on them, but giving them an opportunity to put pressure on the offense because of their offense trying to have to react to being down.
Yeah.
When I say the opposing
team. Right.
Yeah. So that's the other way it could help, is by scoring early and getting a lead.
Yeah. If sometimes you feel where the season is going, and what I mean by that is we're already dealing with injuries on the defensive side. You fear that. Is this what this year is going to be? We're about to start losing players, right? Yeah. One guy each week, something. This a tweak, that a tweak. I mean, I'm seeing Zach Bond with a knee brace on his knee. Jahad has a knee brace on. If the defense can't be what they were last year, I don't know if you can keep the same offensive philosophy. Matter of fact, I know you can't keep the same offensive philosophy.
And from an injury perspective, you look around the league, if you just look at the... This is happening everywhere. The 49ers just lost Bosa. The running backs are getting lost all over the place.
They lose somebody every week. Yeah,
they're injury. This is not a cursed season for the Eagles. If there's all these injuries, it's probably just a little bit more of a. We all talk about the Lions choking in that playoff game against the Commanders. If we lost 10 defensive starters, whatever they lost, you know, but
oh,
might
yeah,
have been harder for
don't
us
win that playoff game either.
Yeah, but probably harder for us to go on a Super Bowl run, you know?
Yep.
So is this something that the Eagles have to deal with just like every other team has to deal with? So.
Yep.
All right. Coming up, oh boy, Baldy's
next. Yeah, showtime.
Stop, man.
So here's what you listen to for Baldy. When I ask a question, see if he refocuses the question to Ike. That is what you're listening to.
Can't wait for you to tell him the defense has not been that good this year.
I'm just going to ask him about it. I'm not going to make any statements. I'm just going to ask him questions.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he expects.
What? That I'm just going to ask him questions?
Yeah, we just ask him questions, and he's known for his expertise. Don't provide extra commentary,
that's
Spike.
That's not what I'm going to do. I'm just going to ask very dumb, regular guy questions and let him.
Please do provide more commentary.
First question's going to be, where is Ty Robinson? He's better than Milton Williams. That's what I heard. All right, 215-592-9494. Right, Baldy joins us
next.
Let
me push back a little bit, Baldy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no. I don't do that with Baldy. Mayock lets me do it. At least Donovan will let me say it. I don't do that with Baldy. Brian Baldinger joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.